All right, now, good afternoon to you guys. I'm Peter Jordan. Hope you guys great. I got it. All right, now, as far as the fraud crossing over $7 trillion, right now, again, I say I don't deal in crypto. No, I don't deal in pretend money. That's real liquid cash, right? Now, it's cold hard cash. It's real liquid cash, right? Now, you have a bunch of pastors, and him, you know, the pastor and First Lady, you know, Big Boy. And I say First Lady Big Boy because that's the dude, that's the man. A lot of these major pastors that you're seeing on TV, all right, no, name me a pastor that you're seeing that got an actual, you know, wife, a woman, you know, a girl from the womb wife, a biological female. I can't name one either, right? All right, now, but you had a lot of pastors. I mean, that's not every pastor. There's some good pastors out here. Does that make sense, right? Now, but if you knowingly cheating people, knowing you don't live it, does that make sense? You are stealing from people, the poorest of the poor people. You're appearing to be blessed to people. You're not blessed. You are robbing and lying to people. You have signed your soul over to Satan. You have signed your soul over to hell. You're doing satanic rituals so Satan can keep you in the sin. You keep honoring that contract year after year after year, doing them satanic rituals and being penetrated by, you know, First Lady Big Boy. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now these pastors are calling me witches because they can't steal it. They can't take it. The pedophile incestuous racist in the White House can't take it by Jesus, right? All right, now to get them anything, and they're not going to, right? We're 31 days in. I've said America is blocked. Where is your money? Right? I mean, you say that these racist Sunday experts and people like TD Jakes, Sunday experts, great, okay. Where is the money? Experts create money. Experts create solutions. That's why you see doctors make up all sorts of types of stuff because they work in the field so long they understand it. All right, if you claim to be experts, you had this little racist stalk in me and following everything I do. Right? Does that make sense? Where's the money, right? All right, now that's Florida, right? Now, so, you know, you had these pastors because it's crossing over $7 trillion. I do not apologize that for that. I thank the Lord for that. I had to go over to France now to go to the bank because you have a bunch of jackasses in America trying to steal from me. And they fell by Jesus' goodness, right? So I'm happy to go over to France. All right, now that's Florida, right? Now to go to the bank. All right, now. All right, now my William posted this. All right, now you got this horse talking about marriage and all this other stuff. All right, now, as far as Mary William. I told you, I said, as far as Mary William is concerned, I said my answer would always be yes, but we could take his... You know, we can take this love slower, getting to know each other in person or faster. Either way, it's fine. I don't care. All right, now I got William. That's what matters to me. All right, now what he said, keep your distance double. Does that make sense? It's based on this comment. Double your distance away from me. All right, now marrying somebody is not success. Marrying and you love the person that you're with and you're happy, that's success, right? But I think that as a woman, you should have your own money, your own success. It's my money, and I by Jesus bless me with my own success, right? Name a person in history that's ever made a $7 trillion other than King Solomon. I can't think of one either, right? You know, with no smoke on it, no crime, and no stealing, and no cheating. But, you know, you had these pastors talking stuff about witchcraft. I mean, I'm not sleeping with men, selling my soul to Satan, stealing from normal people, poor people, while pretending to be so blessed, but you're not telling them you're being penetrated by Big Boy, First Lady Big Boy. Does that make sense right now, First Lady Big Boy? Because he got a testicles and a scrotum sack, right? We're 51 days in. This dumb bitch still can't get on the phone. She told all that is lying on me. I don't have any bad stuff from my past. Does that make sense? Great. Okay, go talk to anybody. Why can't she get on the phone in 51 days, even the faggot got caught lying? Right? I have no hidden sins. Does that make sense right now to the fact that she did everything in her power to find any hidden sin? There is none. You had some slut trying to justify her being fucking evil. Get your ugly ass on the phone, right? Call doctors or anything else as far as, like... You know, with my teeth and my mouth or anything. Does that make sense? Get your ugly ass on the phone. Does that make sense? Even the faggot got busted. Why? We are 51 days in the slut line, right? In 2 other years we counted, she still can't get on the phone because she lied. Even the federal government caught her lying. They finna shake this bitch down. Does that make sense? Because I'm not extracting any fraud. You're gonna shake her ugly ass down. Does that make sense? You had a pedophile try to frame me over and over and over and over again so I have nothing to hide. All right, now that's Florida right now. You know, tell her to get her ugly ass on the phone 51 days in. But, you know, these pastors want to call them a witch and all this other stuff. You know, I have the Holy Spirit. They don't have the Holy Spirit. What do they have, right? Sleeping with men, being penetrated by men, getting sprayed and ejaculated up the ass by First Lady Big Boy, right? I hope you guys well. Good afternoon, all right? No, thank you guys so much. Oh, yeah, my William posted this right now, doubling your distance during my success. Yeah, I get whatever fake piece of crap last year in my gut when that pedophile, incestuous racist starts sticking his hands into my house trying to make me look stupid to steal. He's so dumb, he can't make his own money. Despite America giving him every privilege that I don't have, and he still tried to steal from me. What a clown he is, right? All right, now that's what about doubling my distance. I have a wedding. Does that make sense? I'm not inviting anybody to a wedding. I don't have any friends, right? So is that about people doubling their distance? And right now, I want to invite them to my wedding because I don't have any friends, and not just that. You know, I got, like, all this money, over $300 quintillion, right? I mean, what friends do I have to share that with? I don't have any friends. I would love to make some real friends in my life. I'm not going to flex. I haven't gotten there yet. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to invite anybody to a wedding of mine. I don't care who it is, right? What friend do I have, right? Did you see what I went through last year and how it was just the Lord standing with me and that's it, right? All right, no, that's the Lord. So, yeah, doubling the distance away from me will be quite right, right? As I'm going to France to get control over my money. Does that make sense? I already have control over it to the fact that, you know what, they tell these folks in the United States by Jesus' voice and they try to steal, right? That they can't, right? By Jesus' goodness, they're not giving the United States any money. I still have to hear William out. I promised I would, but I just have no dealings for it, right? I hope everybody's good. Thank you guys so much. God, Jesus willing. Thank you guys.